Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with Nemanja Matic. He's insisted each of his team's remaining games in the Premier League, FA Cup and Europa League game is a final as they look to achieve their targets. He's sent a real warning out to the rest of the Premier League outfit then that they mean business this season when a real rampant run the Red Devils under boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. United are currently gunning for a top four finish on a 15-game unbeaten run under current circumstances. Matic has been a huge part of that streak, returning to form around January. And the fact that he's now sitting in the middle of midfield has allowed Paul Pogba and Bruno Fernandes in midfield to flourish. He's told United's official website that they're ramping up the pressure on their rivals and are confident of putting some serious heat on them when they take on Bournemouth this weekend. He said, "For every game is a final for us. It doesn't matter if it's a real final in the FA Cup or the Europa League. For us, every game, we have to think that. We have to try and win every match. And at the end, we will see. We don't depend only on us. We have to win our games and wait for others to drop points. I'm very, very confident. And I think the team looks well at the moment," he said. Moving on then to some team news ahead of the game against Bournemouth, and Solskjaer has hinted at making changes to his starting 11 in order to give some players a rest. Defenders Axel Tuanzebe and Phil Jones remain injured. Ethan Laird has been promoted to the senior squad. Bournemouth, of course, on a real poor run of form at the moment, will have their work cut out if they're to try and get past the Red Devils. Recent rumours have suggested that Jadon Sancho has agreed to join Manchester United. That's according to reports in England. Sancho has reportedly signed a 5-year deal, but now the sticking point comes between the two clubs' asking price for the former Manchester City winger. That's all then for the latest Manchester United headlines. As always, we will have more news later.